mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, hour number two. Thank you for joining us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the new website. Check it out. Infowars.com, old and established, excellent, updated daily. I remember in 1999, an Associated Press report out of California where one of the circuit courts had the U.S. Solicitor General, the head one before it, and it said, look, our SWAT teams did shoot unarmed woman in the head, Mr. Weaver's wife, and that would be a crime, he actually said it, if it was a citizen doing that, a civilian, they use that term, but not our federal officers, they are actually above the law. He actually said that. I read the ruling on air. It was incredible. And now, 2 weeks ago, the Bush memo from the White House, the Justice Department, and the Pentagon, actually three separate ones, say we're above the law, above federal law. We're allowed to torture. Saddam's bad to torture, we're good to torture. After all, he's our boy, we train how to torture. But when we say stop torturing, you're supposed to. So this is the evil we're dealing with. And for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Randy Weaver, one of the survivors of that military assault, that attack. A carefully scripted psyops where they picked a family, followed them there, tried to get them for months to you know, even they were down their luck, to, oh, saw off that shotgun, I'll give you three times what it's worth. Finally did it, swooped upon, children shot in the back, women shot in the head. Hate to go back over this with a man who lost his family on the line with us, much of his family, but we got to go back over it because it's happening to countless people around the country that isn't as well known. Randy Weaver here in Austin, Texas. Good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Glad to be here. And what's new under the sun, huh?
Yeah, what's new under the sun? I mean, accelerated evil. We were about to break, but the next 3 minutes, just in a nutshell, your unique perspective, what do you see the New World Order as being up to? What do you think's most important right now? And when do you think they're going to blow something up to take more of our liberties?
Well, what's most important right now is probably what was important to them 10 years ago, and that's the one world government and make slaves out of all his peons, and they're in control. And yeah, all these terrorist attacks and all this stuff, nothing happens by accident. All this stuff is planned by the one worlders, and they've got the Muslims against the Christians and all this back and forth, you know, both ways, vice versa, and divide and conquer. And that's the way they play the game, and they're going to continue to play it until they have us all subjugated down to third world status.
You know, it just comes out calmly in the BBC or the Reuters. Oh, the U.S. government was controlling the al-Qaeda shooters at 3 weeks ago and ordered them released. Oh, some of the guys supposedly doing the, you know, all the terror attacks were flown out to safety. Oh, it's just every single time, but it's always back of the paper. Oh, the Madrid bombing was the government, yes. It's admitted, but no big deal. Let's move on. I mean, this stuff all comes out, Randy.
Yeah. Most people don't care, though. Instead of watching and reading and learning that and finding that stuff out, they're going to watch the football game or basketball game. Yeah, they'll find out when it's too late.
That's right, and we're weirdos because we get upset and active about freedom and our families and yell and scream. But they're normal, though, when they yell and scream over a home run or something.
And this is true.
Well, you've experienced it. What do you want to say to the police, the general public, the people out there in denial, Randy?
Their day's coming, and it's going to be too late when it happens, and they're going to be sorry. There's going to be a lot of tears and bloodshed, and they really should get the fence sitters better get off the fence and join our side. And police officer, that if he has any conscience at all, he better get out and join our side. I encourage him to start to study and listen and learn and be prepared. I mean, it's like you say, if they love their families and their children and their grandchildren and worry about their future, they better get their heads out of the sand.
That's right. I made the point that, you know, the same government that puts cancer viruses in the vaccines for us puts it in theirs.
Sure.
The same government that approves aspartame, the same government that puts fluoride in the water, the same government, you know, saying give your child this new flu shot with 250 times the safe level of mercury.
Yep, that's right.
Well, Randy, you've got a new book out, and I want to go over it. I want to talk about also for those that don't know about Ruby Ridge or heard the establishment lies. I want to go over that with you, my friend, in the next two segments. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes and 15 seconds into the second hour, we'll get into the government saying they're going to test every child and then adult forcibly for mental illness. The government will decide if you're mentally ill and then forcibly drug you with antipsychotics specifically. They say at least 15% of us will need to be put on it immediately. It's not enough to have 10% of us on it. Again, we're all mentally ill. The Big Brother, I mean, the Soviets did the exact same thing. We're talking to Randy Weaver, one of the survivors of Ruby Ridge. And Randy, I wanted to get your take on this Associated Press article. A woman, no criminal record, school teacher, was at Yellowstone National Park and left some marshmallows at her camping site. She was hiking. When she came back, there was a park ranger there, gave her a $50 ticket. She paid it. She has the slip that she paid it. But a year later, she was SWAT teamed and then taken in front of a federal magistrate. And then she produced the fact that she had paid the fine. But the point is, if they'll send a federal SWAT team, a federal marshals, for not paying a marshmallow fine, which she did fine. I mean, this is the new freedom, is it not?
You know, I didn't see that article, but it is so ridiculous, the stuff they pull anymore. One of the first things I tell people to do, Alex, is to get their gun, get it loaded, and keep it with them. And if somebody wants to come and give you a $50 ticket for a marshmallow litter or whatever, I'm afraid I'd tell him to take his marshmallows and his ticket and get out of my face real quick. I wouldn't have paid the ticket.
But didn't the founding fathers fight so that we could be put in shackles for leaving our campsite and then coming back to it with our marshmallows on the table?
Yeah, that's a Well, yeah, you tell them about it. I mean, it's scary. You know what's scary is these people. I think they're aliens. I didn't grow up with people that think the way they do.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Alex, I believe in UFOs. I've seen UFOs. I don't care if people think I'm nuts or not. I've seen them. I've seen them since the first one I saw for sure was a freshman in high school.
So you go along with David Icke. You think Bush and all them are reptoids from Planet 12?
I don't know if it is or not. It's sure they act like it.
Well, yeah, it's almost like that movie They Live.
Yeah.
Where they look one way and really another. Well, I know this. They're alien to God's plan. And they're certainly going against that. And you're either with God or with the father of lies, the devil. And so they're the children of the devil, and that's alien enough, the spirit they've got in them. Randy, you've got a new book out with Sheriff Mack. Tell us about it.
Well, it's called Vicky Sam in America, How the Government Killed All Three. And the first few chapters, I've been told that this book is written better than the first one, and that's probably because Richard Mack helped me write. He had a big part in it. And he's a very intelligent, smart man, and can speak well and write well. But anyway, they say that I maybe assumed too much. That I assumed that maybe people be reading the book would I thought that they would know more about who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about. So if they don't know the Ruby Ridge story real well, they should learn that before they read the new one. But the first one tells maybe how and why a little bit more how and why Ruby Ridge, why it happened, and how things are now and you know, kind of 11 years later perspective, trying to figure out and think what happened that long time ago and try to make any sense of it. But
well, back in 99, do you remember you were there at the court case, the Solicitor General saying we're allowed to kill people in cold blood?
Oh, sure. Yeah, and that there was a Waxman, wasn't it? It might have been Henry Waxman.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, he said that... What an ordinary citizen does is criminal, but federal agents are—it's not criminal. They are above the law, sure.
Now the White House memos say that too, or memorandum says we're allowed to torture. We're above the federal law.
Sure, yeah. And it's scary. That's why I tell people. You know, I say my main thing now, Alex, is I'm a Second Amendment advocate, and that amendment doesn't give us any rights. It just puts in writing what we were born with. It's called survival, common sense, you know, self-defense. And if you want to let these pigs run over you, go ahead. But I was always the little kid in class, never did like a bully. And I get stiff-necked real quick when people want to step on my toes. And I'm not going to, you know, if I see them coming, they're going to have a fight on their hands. Otherwise, they're going to have to shoot me in the back again like they did me and the dog and Sam and, you know, without any warning. Because I'm not going to take it face-to-face.
Well, so you're that type of person like George Washington, though, that doesn't think you're a slave.
That's right, I'm not.
I mean, what's wrong with you? Don't you want to lick boots?
No, I'm nuts. I am crazy. You know, we are the nutty ones, Alex. Accept the fact and be proud of it. I am.
Well, you're certainly going at it with the UFO comment. You're funny, Mr. Weaver. It's great to have Randy Weaver on with us. Okay, now, in a nutshell, for those that don't know, what happened at Ruby Ridge? How did it develop? What happened?
Well, basically, I sold a couple of shotguns. Made a gun deal with an undercover ATF snitch without a proper $200 permit, gun permit. I call them gun taxes. And since I made this deal without a proper gun tax paid up, why, his boss, the ATF agent out of Spokane, Washington, came to me, offered me a deal. He said he wouldn't bring any federal firearm charge against me if I would join his team, which he meant he wanted me to be a snitch for him. I kind of laughed in the guy's face, just like you did a little while ago. And I said, I don't think so. And he got right back in my face, spitting right close in the red. And he says, that's the way we do it. I said, well, maybe you do. You know, not me. So that it was after that. It was just hard head against hard head. Just get Randy Weaver and the ATF. Screwed up, and they lied to the U.S. Marshals, and they got involved, and the U.S. Marshals screwed up, and then they turned it over to the FBI, and they lied to them, and the FBI lied, screwed up, and they've been lying to us ever since. All of them are a bunch of liars, murderers, and chickens. They're cowards.
Now, wait a minute. The FBI got caught running the drugs, the prostitution, the murder for hire on the East Coast out of Boston. They've been caught doing it in L.A. and Houston. I mean, they've been caught doing all this. I mean, they're above the law, Randy.
Well, that's what I say. What's new under the sun? You know what, Alex? I enjoy listening to you, and I don't get to very often. I even bought one of them fancy shortwave radios several years ago, and I still can't get the darn thing to work. They're in Jefferson, Iowa. I cannot pick up good speakers and talk show hosts like yourself.
Is it digital?
Yes, it is.
Well, if you punch in 94.75 during the day, believe me, you can get it in Ohio.
And no, at night, Iowa.
Iowa, yes. Excuse me.
Jefferson, Iowa. I've tried. I can't get hardly anything in there. 94 what?
94.75.
Okay. Well, I'll try it.
94.75.
Okay.
And at night from 9 to midnight at 3210.
3210.
Yeah, okay. We need to get some affiliates, some AM&FM affiliates in Iowa, so you can listen that way.
Yeah, that'd be much better.
We're on in Ohio. I guess that's the closest.
I'm going to tell you what, Alex. Iowa is the deadest state as far as they don't know anything, and they don't want to know anything. It's
you know, it's weird. Funny you say that, because other states are more, you know, faster moving with the tyranny, but in Iowa, I talk to people, and I see stuff, and you're right. People, there was a story years ago before 9/11. Well, they were having military drills and takeover drills in Iowa, and the people weren't even aware of it.
Well, if they'd have saw it, they wouldn't have cared. Oh, that's the National Guard getting prepared to save us. You know what I'm saying? They're stupid, and they'd love to have it so. Sorry, Iowans. I mean, that's my home state, but that's what I feel about it. You got good golfers, and you got good, farmers and all that, but boy, when it comes to realizing how they're losing their freedoms and everything, they haven't got a clue and don't care.
What state would you say has the most people awake? Something like Idaho?
No. You know what? Since I've been in Austin this time, I mean, I've run into the smartest, most informed people in the last week being here than I've been around anywhere, to be honest with you.
Well, we've been doing our work here for a while.
Really. Yeah, see, it's probably because of people like you right here local, close to home, see? But, no, Idaho, the Northwest is full of informed folks. A lot of different states I've run into it, but this last week I've just been amazed. It's stimulated my brain. It's needed to be stimulated for a long time.
Well, that's exciting. Again, how do folks get the new book?
Okay, well, the new one, they can write. I got to get the address here. They can send $20 money, check or money order, and make it to Richard Mack. We did this together, and he's going to do the mailing. And they send to WM Books, Box 50911, Provo, that's Provo, Utah, UT, 84605. Make the check or money order out to Richard Mack, and that's WM Books, Box 50911, Provo, Utah, 84605.
All right. And if folks want to get your previous book, how do they do that?
They can send a check or money order to me for $22 to Randy Weaver and send it to 708 South Oak. That's like O-A-K, the oak tree. 708 South Oak, Jefferson, like Thomas Jefferson, Iowa. That'd be I-A, 50129.
All right. Well, Randy, we've only got one more segment with you, and I want to get a little bit into the Patriot Act. And
okay.
Well, first off, before we break, where is it now? Where are your lawsuits? Where is, I mean, they went in there and shot people, children, women in cold blood, your family. Where is all of that now?
Well, all lawsuits and stuff is done. They settled out of court on a federal tort claim years ago and gave my daughters each a pretty good chunk of money, and I ended up with just a little bit, but that's the lawsuit thing's over with.
But still nothing criminal they gave? Because there's no statute of limitations on murder.
Murder, there's no statute of limitations, and they could still, if they had a prosecutor in Bounty County, Idaho, they had the guts to do it, they could still get Herucci in court on murder charges with real good help from a couple attorneys that are good federal attorneys out of Los Angeles, and they'd do it for nothing, and they could get him in prison.
Well, yeah, I mean, did you shoot an unarmed woman with a baby in her arms in the head?
Yeah, they were murdering people. They had orders to murder.
But again, the Solicitor General says they're above the law.
Yeah, well, let's see, that's where they're playing the game, too, ain't they? That's why you better keep your gun with you and keep it loaded and be prepared to get back in their face if they want to start something. Now, I'm not advocating violence.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll hear more from you, Randy, when we get back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
in the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Randy Weaver, got Dr. John Breeding joining us to talk about the forced drugging of the entire population that Lord Bush has announced. Drugs, admittedly, more deadly than heroin. And yes, even methamphetamine, cocaine, they're going to force your children. More of them. All of them are going to be tested, and then you are. Forced drug testing of all the children, then the adults, that's next, by the military. I saw it on Army News Watch 3 years ago. National Army TV show we have here in Austin. Randy Weaver, I mean, Alexander Schultzen Nietzsche said that, oh, how they burned in the camps, wishing that when they came, the squads, to pick up families one by one, if just a small percentage of them would have fought back, that wouldn't have happened. But see, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's a terrorist. The government is God, can do no wrong, and we've got to go with the men in black uniforms and ski masks to the FEMA centers. Michael Savage calls for putting anybody in a camp that disagrees with the government. And I agree. We should submit. We should, you know, love the government. Put our children on the trains. What's wrong with you, Randy?
Well, I don't know. I just don't like small confined areas, especially if I'm locked in them, I guess. But
I mean, the government is godlike.
Yeah, well, not to me, they're not.
Al-Qaeda talk.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear it?
You know, like, I prefer verbal intercourse, bantering back and forth, but if they want to get in my face with a gun, I'm going to meet gun with gun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Randy, why are you upset? What's the government done to you?
You know, Alex, if they come and they murder your kids and your wife and your friends and your relatives and try to murder you, you get mad after a while. And, you know, I'm not a brave man, Alex. I'm not a big man. I'm not real tough. And I'm not bragging. I can shoot pretty good. So that's a plus. But anger will overcome fear. And the
American Randy,
people.
I think you'd just be safer if you turned your guns in and trusted the nice men in black ski masks.
Yeah, well, Alex, I'm just not going to take your advice on that. Yeah, we're both being awful facetious today or something, I think.
Yes, we are. I do that occasionally.
Yeah, me too. And
well, we got to play devil's advocate. I mean,
yeah.
How dare you be upset about him killing your family? I mean,
yes. And I'm being serious now. Anger will overcome your fear, and the American people, most of them, are not angry yet. When they do, and the more this stuff is pushed, something's going to break one of these days. I don't know when. I don't know how soon. I don't have a clue as to when it would happen. But it's going to happen. You know, every government in the world eventually collapses, and usually because of its own stupidity. And these one-worlders, you know, I give them credit. They're pretty intelligent people, but they're not quite as smart as they think they are, and they're going to screw up somewhere.
Well, they believe their own propaganda in their ivory towers.
Yes, but I think they're going to screw up somewhere, and I still think good is going to triumph over evil in the end.
Well, I mean, there could be two globalists stuck in a room together. Everybody else they've killed, they'd kill each other.
Well,
I mean, that's their nature.
Yeah, well, it's like a couple of dogs fighting over the last bone, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it is, Randy, and I'm so sad for what happened to your family, but I'm glad that you survived and some of your other children survived, that you've been out there, you know, standing up against this, and that you did fight for your family courageously. And, you know, if they try to pull a bunch of other Ruby Ridges, that's going to be the last straw. But every day there's a breaking point. Every day people are fighting in different ways against this tyranny, Randy.
Yes, I know that. And I've met a bunch of them down here, I tell you, and I'm proud of these people down here. Texans are great. Some of these people are really cool people.
Well, I wish I could have come out to some of the meetings. I've just been too busy on some other projects. But, Randy, how long are you leaving Austin today?
I'll be leaving tomorrow sometime.
Are there any other meetings you're going to be attending?
Well, it's Serrano's, and Serrano's is out off I-35 there somewhere. I can't even give you the address, but it's a really good Mexican food place.
Oh, I know. I have a few pounds on me because of them.
Yes, and be there at 7 o'clock tonight, and I don't do speeches, but I would try to answer any questions that people have, and if I can't answer them, I'll be honest and say I can't. But we'll just get together and have a good meal and banter back and forth a bit.
You know, Randy, I might come out to that. If I came out to that, could I interview you on camera for a few minutes after?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see, you know, there's about five Serranos in I-35, but it's one of the north ones, and if one of the folks listening can try to get through and tell us after you're gone, tell us the address, I'll plug that, Randy.
I think it's just the first one just south of 290. Is it 290? Highway 290, I think.
Yes, okay, I remember
hearing
that.
Yeah, I think it is. The first one just south of there, but I wouldn't swear to it.
All right. Well, Randy, it's been great talking to you, and hopefully I can get you on for a little bit longer once you get back to the Hacienda.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. Best to you.
You bet. God bless, my friend. All right, Randy, just a real character, intelligent fella, been through a lot. Randy Weaver, my friend's new book out. All right, we're going to come back. I know we had a lot of callers holding, and I'm sorry. We got to a lot of you in the first hour. Get your calls with this next guest, too. You want to stay there, call back in later, that's fine. And I will get into all this other news on the terrorism and on the British troops being captured off their ships and a lot of serious escalations. But we'll get into forced drugging of you and your family. It's all part of the new freedom. I think they stole my term on that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been trained how to be complacent slaves to take all this abuse, and I'm not going to take any more. What about you? It's time to stop going along with this system. It's time to say no. It's time to learn history. We've got Dr. John Breeding joining us here in about 10 minutes. We're going to try to get a few calls here in a second. And before I do that, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, now PrisonPlanet.tv. We've uploaded Paul Watson's 300-plus page book. Did that yesterday. Today, my book, Descent into Tyranny, is going up if you're a subscriber. We have several weekly TV reports now posted on there, an analysis of 1984 that I think is pretty good. Also, all my videos are up there. We've got several other new videos by other great folks that are letting us post it going up. Sign on to PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, and your support is needed. It's a great website, great value. Instead of watching Peter Jennings every night, you can go in there and click on and, you know, read all the news articles and listen to the best radio audio interviews and watch the weekly reports and films and books. And, I mean, it's a great deal. I mean, my book's $12. Paul's $19.95, and you get both those for signing up. You know, sign up for a month and read both of them. Print them out. Give them to people. Just get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I have made 10 films. The two newest are Matrix of Evil Exposed, a great video, and Police State 3 Total Enslavement. just, we cover the whole spectrum of the New World Order, the cutting edge information. You need to have Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 44 minutes, equivalent of three or four films in one. And it's only $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of my 10 videos. We're now carrying George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, and it's called 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear, or Love, $19.95 on VHS or DVD. Get a free 80-plus page full-color booklet, the accompanying booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion, with it. Get a second copy for $14.95, so total $34.95 for both copies, and get three color booklets, 80-plus page booklets, that are bibliographed and have all the facts and documents so you can go along with the film. And, but the film expands greatly over the book. But again, I suggest you take advantage of that Wake Somebody Up special and get two VHS or two DVD and the three booklets for $34.95, or just get one and one booklet for $19.95. We have Eric Hushman's video. That's like $22, going over 9/11 and the architecture and how that's all impossible and the Pentagon and the rest of it. These are great films, not just my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror. Frankly, I think they're the best because they're the most comprehensive, but all these others are wonderful as well. So please visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the films, or call toll-free to get them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Support those that are getting the word out. Dr. Breeding's coming up in 4 minutes, and we'll get to your calls. But before we do that, another great product we got to tell you about at least once or twice a week, and that's New Millennium Concepts, Made in America, top-of-the-line water filtration, purification systems. And joining us from Texas is Debbie Morrow, who you will talk to when you order, with a system that I use in my home and I suggest everybody gets, where you can keep drinking the water the government gives you, and that's completely insane. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me.
A real pleasure. Debbie, just in a nutshell, what is the Berkey Light system? What are the different packages? What does it do? How do we get it?
Okay. Well, you get it by calling me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. And the Berkey water filter systems are gravity-fed water filters that require no plumbing and no electricity to process the water. They take out pathogenic bacteria, cysts, trimethanes, radiologicals, and volatile organic compounds to below detectable levels, as well as reducing your heavy metals and your nitrates and nitrites. We also have additional post-filters that will remove the fluoride down to greater than 98%. It's a really great economical water filter system.
Yeah, most of these filters you buy that are charcoal, take some taste out, that's it.
Right.
Major universities, we've gone over the studies, say that this new American-made Berkey has set a new standard. You've got one special for $199, the Berkey Light without the lighting system. Takes about 2 minutes to put it together, gravity filter, and it comes with one free gift, either the Sheltering in Place video or DVD, or the CD, Prudent Places, or a portable sports bottle that is just a filter but high quality. Doesn't cut everything out, but most of it out. You can use it in pond water, lake water. Does 630 refills. Can survive for months out in the desert with this if you had a contaminated water supply. Great deal. You can get the Berkey Light with the LEDs that burn for 14 years continuously, with the rechargeable batteries, and you can buy the little solar panel that goes with it that'll light up a whole room, can be seen from over a mile away. That's $259. You get two free gifts, both the videos or the DVD, or the two of the sports bottles, or two potassium iodate. Give Debbie a call, ladies and gentlemen, 1-888-803-4438. I believe in this. You know, real things, like water filters, high quality. Stop, folks. Drink water from this for a month, then try to drink your tap water. You'll never believe that you didn't taste it before because you were incrementally taught to drink this trash. Debbie, what's some of the stuff that's in the water, just briefly?
Oh, well, you have Prozac in the water. You have, of course, you have chlorine and fluoride, which those are things that have been trained for us to think that it's good for you, and it's not. You know, they're both poisons.
Well, plus all the sewage that's in water, all that chlorine and stuff does is kill the bacteria, but you're eating millions of those dead bacteria.
Right.
Not good for you, boys and girls.
That's correct. And the, we really stand behind the product, and people call all the time thanking us when they get their filters after they get it and they use it for a little while, because it is such a difference. It really does enhance your health to keep your body more hydrated. It's very important to keep your body hydrated.
Look, I grew up in Dallas, and I remember as a child I'd guzzle a big glass of tap water and kind of, it made me get a headache or feel bad, because Dallas has really bad water, so does Houston. And I mean, now I go to Houston or Dallas and just smell the water or brush my teeth with it, it tastes horrible. Folks, please, even if you're off well water, in many areas it's not safe, give Debbie a call at 888-803-4438. If it's busy, leave your name and number, she'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com, and in the comments section, tell them it's the Alex Jones special and what free gift you want, BerkeyWater.com, or order at InfoWars.com on our secure, safe shopping cart. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You're awesome. Again, that's 888-803-4438. Do we have Dr. Breeding now? Oh, that is excellent. Okay, now shifting gears. Let me just read a little bit of this article, then we'll go to Dr. Breeding. And again, we have AP. I have the British Medical Journal in front of me. Here's another one of these articles. Bush to screen population for mental illness. And I know I've spent a couple days on this. It's a big deal. Sweeping initiative links diagnosis to treatment with specific drugs. It's run by Eli Lilly. They're going to have the doctors doing it, paid for by the government, than selling you new antipsychotics. President Bush's plans to unveil next month a sweeping mental health initiative recommends screening for every citizen and promotes the use of expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs favored by supporters of the administration. The New Freedom Initiative, I always joke, and, you know, some new slavery, I call it, it's the New Freedom. And it's, I swear they're stealing these names from me. The New Freedom Initiative, according to a progress report, seeks to integrate mentally ill patients fully into the community by providing services in the community rather than institutions, the British Medical Journal reported. So turning the whole country into an institution. Critics say the plan protects the profits of drug companies at the expense of the public. The initiative began with Bush's launch in April 2002 of the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which conducted a comprehensive study of the United States mental health services delivery system. The plan found that despite their prevalence, mental disorders often go undiagnosed and recommended comprehensive mental health screening for consumers of all ages, including preschool children. Already, folks, when in 92 in high school, senior, I was tested. The entire senior class was. It says it started in Austin in 95. We've had parents calling in the early 90s and mid-90s in different states. The commission said each year young children are expelled from preschools and child care facilities for severely disruptive behaviors and emotional disorders. Schools, the panel concluded, are in a key position to screen 52 million students, 52 million and 6 million adults who work in the schools. The commission recommended that the screening be linked to the treatment and supports, including state-of-the-art treatments using specific medications for specific conditions. The Texas Medication Algorithm Project, or TMAP, was held by a panel at a model medication treatment plan that illustrates an evidence-based practice that results in better consumer outcomes. Continuing, one more page. The TMAP started in 95. Not true. As an alliance of individuals from the pharmacological industry and the University of Texas and the Mental Health and Correction System of Texas, also was praised by the American Psychiatric Association, which called for increased funding to implement the overall plan. But the Texas project sparked controversy when a Pennsylvania government employee related and revealed that state officials with influence over the plan had received money and perks from drug companies who started to gain from it. Houses, trips. Alan Jones, an employee of the Pennsylvania Office of the Inspector General, says in his whistleblower report, which we have a link to, the Political Pharmacological Alliance, I call it the Military Industrial Dehumanization Slave Control System, that developed the Texas Project, which promotes the use of newer, more expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs, was behind the recommendations of the New Freedom Commission, which were poised to consolidate the TMAP effort into a comprehensive national policy to treat medical illness with expensive patented medications of questionable benefit and deadly side effects, and to force private insurers to pick up more of the tab. Jones points out that according to the British Medical Journal, companies that helped start the Texas Project are major contributors to Bush's reelection. One of them, Eli Lilly, one of the chief controllers of the program, gave 82% of their election money to Bush, or $1.6 million. And it goes on and on. And the last point I'll make, we'll go to Dr. Breeding, who I appreciate holding through this diatribe to bring folks back up to speed, as we talked about this yesterday. 3 years ago, I was faxed a press release of the governor of Oregon. I didn't believe it. I called, got an original fax from the governor's office. It said that one out of seven children is mentally ill at birth, that if the woman's poor environmental factors, they may start drugging at birth by law. Folks, I'm not kidding, and doing all the screening in the schools. We're talking about putting newborn babies on antipsychotics. And when they sit there and never thrive and are vegetables, it'll just be covered up in the media and they'll use them for body parts, folks. We're entering hell on earth here. And last week they say they want to electronically control the brain and they're getting FDA approval to put a wire into your brain so you're not depressed. Once the wire's in your head, you'll be one of us. I mean, this is like a late night science fiction body snatcher movie. Joining us is Dr. John Breeding. WildestCults.com is the website. And yes, I carry two of his great books on my website as well. Dr. Breeding, thanks for sitting through that diatribe as I brought folks up to speed.
Well, I'm just grateful, Alex, that you're having me on to talk about this and that you're confronting this because, you know, you kind of laid out some of the picture and hopefully I can help with some of the details and stuff. But I'm also, you know, it is exactly a nightmare that you described, and it also is very personal to me because of all my relationships around the world, but also because it threatens to undermine all the hard work I and many others have done specifically to attempt to back off the coercion and
yeah,
the pressure.
Yeah, you've won major international awards fighting this over the last decade. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been fighting this, and a lot of states have been fighting it and making some headway in terms of backing off the schools and backing off the other agencies that are pressuring and coercing children to parents to place their children on drugs. And then we have this so-called Freedom Commission, you know, that recognizes that the schools are in a key position to screen these 52 million kids that you're talking about. And, yeah, they're in a key position because psychiatry has already been placed in the schools in this strategic position, and now they want to amplify it even more. You know, this Freedom Commission was purported to be appointed 22 experts, you know, who would take a year to review the state of the mental health system and stuff. But what we know now is that the vast majority of these 22 members were handpicked as already members of an expert consensus who already were true believers in biological psychiatry and had an agenda. So it was pre-stacked. And in fact, at least 14 of the 22 we've already identified had specific links to the Texas Project that you mentioned, the Texas Medical Algorithm Project. You know, at least 14 of those people had direct links to that committee. And so, in the public hearings were basically these little three-minute deals and with the stack with these experts. And so the actual report that came out is basically reads just like a PR copy for Big Pharma.
Well, it's a business plan. And let's boil this down. We've called the schools government training camps. These are literally going to be huge laboratories, not just for some of the children now, but for everybody, complete with beds and testing and computers. I mean, this is we need to write a screenplay of this, but then it'll just be passe because it's already happening. I mean, doctor, when they're saying, you know, that we're going to test all of you and then the adults and this is a key position and we're going to put you on antipsychotics. I mean, I had doctors, I had a psychiatrist on yesterday. I mean, you sit in the corner and drool on these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, they created a model, you know, and called it a treatment model. And so rather than having to go through scientific review and everything like that, instead they were able to just go through an administrative process and get it voted on by legislators who are, of course, largely paid and supported by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, they're not just their number one campaign contributors, Doctor. It says right here, admittedly, that at the state level, they're buying them houses, cars, boats.
Yeah. Alan Jones, who you mentioned, was fired from his job with the Inspector General in Pennsylvania because he started blowing the whistle and pointing out how as this so-called TMAP project was imported to Pennsylvania and largely driven by the pharmaceutical industry there, doing all these perks and all that. He pointed that out and is now involved in litigation around that, which is why he may not be able to be on your show, but I can speak a little bit on his behalf, and you've read some of his stuff. And
oh, you've talked to him?
Yeah, I've talked to him, and I know him a little bit, he's done a lot of the research that you've read, but that you've read. And
well, Doctor, we've got a break. When we come back, let's get into that. We're honored to have Dr. John Breeding on with us, a great author and researcher. But isn't this what's going to stop them, though, is that so many people in the system are starting to wake up and aren't going to go along with this nightmare?
Yeah, and I hope it's simultaneous with waking up to all the other nightmares, including this invasion in Iraq, and it's interesting that the same man and the same group are behind both of these initiatives, both of these acts that are called, you know, war for peace or drugs for mental freedom and
Patriot Act.
Yeah,
Patriot it's all Orwellian. Act. Just stay there, Doctor. We've got a break. We'll come right back and get into details.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Dr. Brady's going to be with us for the entire next hour. We'll get your calls, I promise, on the drugging of the children, the public, all of this. He's one of the best experts I know of, a good friend of mine here in Austin. We've talked many times. So everybody that's been holding, be patient. I apologize for holding so long. We'll get to you early in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. If you're not excited and upset about this, there's something wrong with you, folks. You're way off center, got your head on crooked. Dr. Brady, before we get into Mr. Jones and blowing the whistle on this and all the evidence I've got in other states where they're paying people off with even bigger bribes, the psychology of the globalists right now, of the neocons in Washington, both parties, but led by Bush, the psychology of calling the NSA Total Information Awareness state-level snooping the Matrix system, or a new drug they came out with called Soma, you know, using the Brave New World term. Why are they, I mean, it seems like they're doing this on purpose, flaunting it. What's the psychological reason for that, Doctor?
Well, I think the main reason for it, frankly, is self-interest. You know, I mean, these people, we're talking about a group of people who are the representatives of certain corporate entities that who are totally driven by whatever needs to happen to expand their market and their profits. And Bush and company are very loyal to people like Eli Lilly and those forces. And so, you know, on a practical level and on an economic level, it's pure greed and self-interest, you know.
But Doctor, why even use the Orwellian terms is what I'm saying. I mean, they make it so obvious.
Well, for one thing, you know, my understanding is on a psychological level, you know, it interfaces with with my understanding of say Mr. President Bush's religious views, which are the kind of apocalyptic view of, and that he's part of the select group, you know,
But aren't they just calculatedly, in a calculating fashion, manipulating people through that template?
Well, the manipulation is largely driven by fear, you know, in the constant fear mongering and the constant bringing up of terror, and this tendency of people when they're in fear to defer and look for an authority figure who's going to kind of take care of them and make it safe and be strong and protect them and give them some self-esteem in doing that. And, you know, so that's a psychological dynamic. You know, you have fear of authority, fear of terror. You know, you defer to an authority who kind of presents themselves as if they, you know, know
so
what's best for you.
So the state's going to be our parents and keep us safe from the monsters.
Yeah, that's right. And psychiatry is a great example of that. You know, it's like, you know, the state is parent, you know, who knows what's best for the poor mentally ill or sick and defective people. And then more generally, you know, I'm a psychologist and I think about it psychologically, but, you know, I'm just like you and anybody else who's just kind of like, it's just mind boggling in terms of the fact that these kind of narrow self-interest and perspective, you know, is so clearly and obviously destructive to the overall well-being of everybody and to the well-being of years on down the line, you know, that it really becomes a nightmarish kind of proposition. And it's just amazing that someone can be so blind. I see it as basically a severe break in connection, you know, that anybody who can launch a war without feeling grief and horror at the destruction that's being launched on fellow human beings is severely disconnected from life. Anybody who can support proliferation of nuclear whatever without a concern of the environment, it has no connection with life. You know.
Well, isn't that the definition of being sociopathic and then psychopathic?
It's one of the definitions of psychopathic is that you have no conscience and whatever. And what I'm saying is I think at root, you know, it has to do with basically being so severely disconnected, you know, that you just don't really care.
I agree with you. Third hour coming up. We'll get into the details of this mass drugging program for you and your family and take your calls.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Lot is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.